In 2 Samuel 9, there's a story about David and Mephibosheth. And David looked around and he said, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba, and they summoned him to appear him before David. And the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" "At your service," he replied. And the king said, "Is there no one still alive in the house of Saul whom I may show the kindness of God?" I believe there's a calling out in the spirit realm. The words in heaven, "Is there anyone of the family of whoever you belong to that I can show the kindness of God to for Jesus' sake?" Because what Jesus has done and the season we're in, where it's a whole lot of things that are going on. But I sense that God wants to bless His church, His people that are called by His name. And I felt that tonight and wanted to say that. And even as the worship was tonight and the drum and everything, indigenous means indigenous to your area. If you're Scandinavian, if you're Yupik, if you're Nupak, if you are Canadian, Mexican, don't forsake the indigenous worship of your people group. Even that you see it here and it's amazing to see, you're not left out. Partake and dance the dance that God has called you to dance.
Hallelujah. Sam, are you ready to do the song, "We Will Ride"? Hallelujah. It's okay. Thank you, Lord. We have a song here.
Yeah, hallelujah. You know, God's been opening up our hearts to His Spirit. Even tonight, it's been so prophetic. And I keep on hearing Mary say, "Be prophetic." And here we've had so many other ones that have given prophetic words. And Jack and Judith standing up to proclaim the words of the Lord.
He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, riding a white horse all across this land, and he's calling out to you and me. He has fire in his eyes. right with you. And we say, yes, Lord, we will ride with you. We will stand up and fight. Yes, we will ride with the armies of heaven. We'll be dressed in white. And we say, yes, Lord, oh, we will ride. And we say, yes, Lord, we will ride with you. Oh, we will stand up and fight. Yes, we will ride with the armies of heaven. We'll be dressed in white. And we say, yes, Lord, oh, we will ride. Hey, hey. She be with right by his side. That fire in his eyes, this burning desire that his bride be with him. Oh, right by his side. And he's calling out to you and me, will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord, we'll ride with you. We will stand up and fight. Yes, we will ride with the armies of heaven. We'll be dressed in white. And we say, yes, Lord, oh, we will ride. Say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We'll ride with you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know what I want my answer to be. When he said, will you ride with me? I know what I want my answer to be. When he said, will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord. Oh, we'll ride with you. Come on, church. And we say, yes, Lord, we will ride with you. We will stand up and fight. Yes, we will ride with the armies of heaven. We'll be dressed in white. And we say, yes, Lord, oh, we will ride. Yes, Lord, yes.
Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Jesus. Guya nakfas minu nagayun. Ken kam ken chak nakpak ataput agayun. Dai lutin huangne ataput agayun. Akum lutin huani huasu. Guya umtken chak nakpak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. You alone are worthy to be praised. You alone are worthy to be worshipped. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We look to you, Jesus, as the author and the finisher of our faith today. We thank you and we praise you that we have the freedom to worship you. God, that we have the freedom to dance. God, that we have the freedom to hop and skip and spin and drum, oh God, and whistle if we want to and stomp if we want to. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that we have the freedom to hoot and holler, oh God, and to shout and sing your praises. Oh God, I thank you, Jesus. Woo! Holy, 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 holy. Praise you, Lord. Oh God, because it's all about you and what you've done and who you are. You alone are God. Not no man, no religion saved me. Not no man saved me. Jesus himself came. Jesus himself shed his blood for me and for you. Jesus himself had the thorns on his head. Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. He alone is worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy. Oh my goodness, how much I love him. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God in one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. No separation or divide in him. The separation or divide comes with us, with religion. Within our own selves, he's trying to make us one. How he longs for us to be one in him and with one another. Lord, teach us. Teach us. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Many countries, well, even within our own country, there ain't no raising no hands. Just think about it. Think about it. If we weren't able to raise our hands, think about it. There are people who are dying for their faith. They're getting slaughtered and martyred and murdered, decapitated, all kinds of things happening to them. We don't have an excuse not to praise him. Who cares what people think? I'm beyond that. I really don't care. Because he alone is God. What he saved us from, huh? He alone is God. When you see people being free, be free. Be free. Just be free. I love him. I know you do too. He created these kinds of drums in here to glorify God. He created those kind of drums that we have to glorify God. What makes this any more holy than the flute or the native drum? That's an old lie that we've believed for so long. No longer will we believe lies about our culture or the what he, I'm not using that to worship the devil. I'm using it to worship my God, my Creator. What makes it any more right to use the flags than to use my dance fans? It's all dedicated to my Lord Jesus. It all belongs to Him. You are an instrument to worship Him. I love it. Thank you, worship team, for the breakthrough tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was weeping for gratitude because I could just see what it's doing. God is giving our sound to us. God is giving, redeeming our sound for Him. For Him. Amen. I won't preach a long message tonight. Turn with me very quickly to 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are so worthy. You are so worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before I go and read that, the Lord gave me a word recently for Alaska. He says, this is your Kairos time to look again at some of your unfinished businesses and assignments, words, commitments, and appointments as my window of grace comes to a close to wrap up unfinished business, declares the Lord. So he's saying, we're in a window of time right now to finish some old assignments, to finish some things that he's put upon our hearts that he's been wanting us to get done. Part of the word tonight through Judith was to be obedient in what he has called you to do and to be. When he says, lay hands on the sick, is that you? No, it's God. When God tells you to go pray the prayer of salvation to someone, is that you? It's God. When God tells you to go and bless someone, is that you? It's God. And only God knows if you've been obedient to Him in those small areas. So we have a window of time, he's saying, to finish those assignments, finish those commitments, finish those appointments. For the window of time is yet open to accomplish some old assignments that I may give you the new. Until you have been faithful in the little things, I cannot entrust you for the more. Until you have taken care of issues of the heart and issues in relationships and issues in ministries, according to what I've said for you to do, no more and no less, I cannot move you forward. Until you have humbled yourselves, I cannot raise you up. Until you have died to your own will, I cannot move you into greater responsibilities and platforms. So I say that my grace is upon you to finish the old assignments, which is now, and as you do them, watch me give you the more that you've been looking for. Watch me pour my favor upon you. Watch me do what only I can do as you do the part I've called you to do. Watch me release my supernatural power over Alaska, for many will come and see and want to be a part of what I am doing in this great state. Amen. Amen. And Alaska, as we know, is truly being unveiled to the globe. Thank you, Lord. And we just pray for our state. We pray and we release angels on assignment to do battle in the heavenlies over our state. Amen. For our state is very important to the nation. And we'll see it become more and more important to the nation as time goes on. We will see how key our state is in the nation. But right now there is a warfare over Alaska. But I believe that we have stepped into a breakthrough. We have shifted as a state, and we have just begun to shift. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 through 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. There's been a shift that's happened in Alaska, that the power of God is now being demonstrated, and it's only just begun. It's only just begun. Within the last how many years, we've been in a time of darkness. We've been in a time of oppression. We've been in a time of the long, dark night of the soul. How many can bear witness with that? It's like, I mean, am I even saved? Well, okay, God. And I was giving my life to the Lord over and over again every day. Oh, Holy Spirit, fill me up afresh and anew. Fill me afresh and anew, Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Lord, where are you? Come, fill me, help me. It's been a long, dark night of the soul that we've been going through as a state. Not just one of us, I believe all of us. And the only reprieve that I feel like I've had is I've had the privilege of being able to travel at times. But you know what? That season is over. It's over. It's over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This morning, as Judith Green was ministering after Dorothy ministered, powerful, powerful time in the Lord this morning. Praise God. Which Dorothy has some CDs. We want to and we need to support one another. We need to support one another's ministry, especially our own. Dorothy has some CDs. She has amazing teaching, people. She has amazing teaching of healing, healing the land and healing your soul and healing your mind and, I mean, all kinds of healing. So make sure to purchase her teachings. You know, a lot of us don't have big ministries that are supporting us, okay? We have each other. Where's Dorothy? Bless our sister. Which Kingdom Alliance Network? Kingdom Alliance Network will bless her, but please give her, buy her teachings.
CDs are in the back there. Pick one up and go see Dorothy and give her the money.
Yep. Amen. And I also have DVDs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. These are tools for ministry. You know, when purchasing even stuff for our family members, especially those people who have everything and you don't know what to buy them, get them some of this stuff for a good cause. Amen. But this morning, while Judith and Dorothy were ministering, It's like I saw a vision, Mary, and I didn't feel to share it this morning. But it was a vision of Alaskan ministers. I saw about five. I don't know. They were predominantly Alaskan ministers, but I don't know if they all were. There was about five of them. And it was a panel of speakers. And I saw the name. It was called Alaska Explosion. And I saw a panel of ministers, and people were coming from all over the nation and even internationally to come and partake of a gathering, I guess, whatever you want to call it, conference-like, but it was a gathering, and it was called Alaska Explosion. That's the first time I've heard of any, a title. So I just thought, wow, God. I just saw him just setting things up, and I did see some specific people on there, and so I'll share that with you later. Hallelujah. But there is a shift of our focus from the wisdom of men into the supernatural power of God. Amen. Amen. For so many years, I've been longing and waiting and kicking and fighting in the spirit, saying, God, where's that time? When I first got saved, God, you were doing some supernatural things. God, you were healing me. You were showing me some awesome things. You were doing some awesome healings and supernaturally saving my family members and different things like that. And I've been longing and crying and just, you know how you ever fight in the spirit? Just fight? Maybe just me. But anyway, I mean, just like groaning and waking up in the middle of the night and just here mambasi ti diela kasodi elaniasate hudiera mambokodi elaniasate. We've been in this place of being lulled to sleep, and the enemy, the religious spirit's been just going, shh, 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 shh. Be quiet. Sit down. Shut up. Act right. Oh, my goodness. Somebody just stand up, bend over, and let your hair hang down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love it. I love freedom. I love freedom. Amen. Amen. I grew up in a Russian Orthodox church where we had to stand for hours, Handal. We had to stand for, we stood for hours. No chairs. We had to stand straight. Woman on the left side, men on the right. You couldn't move. You couldn't talk. You couldn't say anything. And there were not even this. I mean, you would get pinched, you'd get flicked, you'd get beat up in church if you moved or talked. That's why I cannot stand the religious. That's why I can't praise behind a chair. It just bothers me. Unless I'm trying to, there's times when you got to be respectful in church. But anyway. So thank you, Lord. We are coming into the supernatural power of God again. And we've got to allow him. We've got to allow him. So that song, just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So God was reminding me of when he supernaturally healed me of endometriosis and gave us our daughter when I wasn't supposed to have any more babies. I had this endometriosis, and all my organs were just, it was like a spider web all over my organs. I'd be in so much pain. I'd be racked with pain. I had a cyst size of a plum, looked cancerous. I think I told some of you guys this story before, but you know what God's been saying to me? Those days are back, and there's so much more. Not only are they back, he's got so much more for us. Amen. In those days, I just believed him for anything. God gave me a vision when I was just maybe a year saved, maybe less than that. He gave me a vision of our house that we're now living in. And at that time, of course, we were living in a trailer. Robert was making piddly few bucks, you know. And so when I told him, God gave me a vision and I saw our house, he just kind of looked at me. I said, I, you know, and so we got this realtor and we started driving all, and I didn't know Anchorage. I was new. We were, you know, just fresh from the village. I didn't even drive yet at that time. But God gave me the vision of the house and what it looked like. And he moved supernaturally on our behalf, right? Amen. And I won't go into all the details of it. But now, 20-some years later, we're still there. And he moved supernaturally for us to get into that. So there's the more coming. Whatever you have experienced, you've got to claim it. You've got to claim it. What did God do for you before? He's got more for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's shifting. He's shifting our state. He's shifting our focus. He's shifting our mindset. He's shifting our paradigms, which means our mindset, out of the way we're used to doing ministry. He's shifting our mindset in how it was like my ministry or my gift, my anointing, my church. Amen. And he's shifting us into a kingdom paradigm. What's a kingdom paradigm? It's not about Eleanor anymore. It's not just about my ministry. You know what? We need to support Dorothy's ministry. We need to support your ministry. We need to link arms. We need to promote you. That's why I had them come up and dance with me. Because it's not about Eleanor. It's not about Karen. It's about us. It goes from I to we. Amen. Amen. And you know what happens in the process? You die. You get really uncomfortable, like the word was tonight. You get really uncomfortable. You know, we're used to having church the way we're used to. We're used to it functioning a certain way. And there's an order in God. Yes, there is. There is divine kingdom order. You know, and we don't, I love freedom in God, but you know what? I don't want the flesh to mess it up either. Amen. We've got to, God gives us wisdom. So that's why I need somebody like Robert in my life. Otherwise, I'll be in chaos. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So in the kingdom of God, he's linking us. Amen. He is linking us. And you know, even Kingdom Alliance Network and this church, Abbott Loop, linking arm in arm with us. You know, and with Mary, Robert, and I, and Pastor Josh, and the leadership, we thank you. We thank you for linking arms with us. You know, they're putting their money where their mouth is. I've not had a pastor to really come behind me like this before. It's a blessing. It's an honor. So we want to protect our relationship. We don't do everything right. We're going to make mistakes. But when your heart is just to follow God the best way you know how, you know, that's all that he wants. That's all he requires. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So Kingdom Alliance Network is like a prototype of the new wineskin working together. We become flexible. You know, that new wineskin, if it's too rigid, There's no room for the Holy Ghost. There's no room for the demonstration of His power to move in and through us. And we want that. We want that, and we need that. But we also want God's kingdom order to come in too. And so we're trying to track with the Spirit. You know, like Mary says, finger the air. She's so awesome. She says, finger the air. I'm like, we're trying to follow the Holy Ghost. And she goes, finger the air. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the team. So we're also shifting out of a conformity to the world standards. We're shifting out of a religious standard into transformation, first in our minds. Amen. Because everybody knows. I mean, for me, it's been like, especially in the past, you know, I'd be having a battle in my mind all by myself. All by myself. Gee. Thank you, Lord. So there's a transformation that first comes in our minds. And then it starts affecting our relationship, the transformation. The transformation comes in our households. It comes in our villages, in our city, in our state and nation. And really, it's going to start affecting the globe. But it starts in here and then it goes out. And the more diligent and the more faithful and the more obedient that we are, our sphere of influence grows and grows and grows and grows. That's the kingdom. The kingdom is about multiplication. The kingdom is about growth. The kingdom is about abundance. The kingdom is about prosperity. You know, a religious spirit wants to keep us poor, blind, naked, and wretched, and full of do's and don'ts. Religion. Religion says, oh, you shouldn't do that. You can't do that. Sit down, shut up, be quiet, act right. Worship right. You can't use that. Gee, a dear. You know, anglet, or, you know. Oh, or, oh my, Southern. You know, God came to set us free, and free indeed. Gee. Hallelujah. Sorry, I'm just. Thank you, Jesus. So He is shifting us out of the old religious mindset. And we've got to be willing to take risks. You know, when people come up here to worship, they're taking a risk. When Sam just walk in and, you know, I say, okay, time to do that song. He's taking a risk. When Jack got up and prophesied, he's taking a risk. When you pray for somebody for healing, you're taking a risk. When you pray for somebody, when you bless somebody, you're taking a risk. When you give, I mean, anybody can just sit down and do nothing and say nothing. God is activating us in this season. And I don't want to condemn anybody, because you are at where you're at. And God is going to, He's going to start. I want you to go tell them. I want you to go and bless somebody with a turkey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for my turkey, Jack. And He stretches us. Do they all get healed when you pray for them? Do they all? Every single one of them? Do they all get delivered? Do they all receive salvation? Is every single prophecy going to come to pass? Does that mean you stop? Do you stop giving to the Lord when you don't see a return? It's by faith. It's by faith. Oh, how I love him. How I love him. Hallelujah. He never gives up on us. Never, ever gives up on us. So we take risks. And then when we take risks, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It's between you and the Lord. Amen. And then the enemy would try to come and condemn and tell you, oh, you messed up, you know. Oh my goodness, when I first started prophesying, I would write those prophecies down and give them to Robert and tell him to go give it to the pastor or go give it to so-and-so. But you know what? That worked for only so long. Until he said, nope, not going to do this anymore. Time for you to start using your mouth and talking. And then when the pastor started calling me up, and then when we started doing praise and worship, like I said before, I'd go to the bathroom and go throw up. I was so nervous. I'd go get sick and then go right up there and keep on doing it. People didn't know. They didn't know I was that scared. Because when I first moved, you know, to Anchorage, you know, part of my English was, honey, are you going to go land the mall? You know, and he'd just look at me and smile. He wouldn't laugh at me. He would smile. But I have backwards English. So I think, well, gee, what if I get up there and prophesy backwards, Michael? You know what? You know, I mean, there is so much warfare when you're trying to obey God. So when you're, you know, participating, this, and in fact, you know, in with Kingdom Alliance, we want everybody participating. We want everybody activated in service, doing your part. Even if that means, you know, you're going to move. You're going to shout. You're going to say, you know, even if it's not up here, it's right there. Each of you has a part. Amen. Each of you has a part. Hallelujah. Even the kids start drawing pictures. I want you guys to start using your art gifting. Start drawing pictures. The Lord will show you something when you guys come. Start drawing pictures about what those of you with arts gifts. Did that make sense? Art, you know, drawing. Use your gift and put it in the back, you know. So anyway, we want each of you activated. We want each of you to be a part. And so that's how you get unstuck. A lot of us have been in a place of just being stuck. And you know, the Lord, one of the greatest things that the Lord did for me was I wanted to be perfect at what I was doing. I wanted to be right. I wanted to be a good representative and a good ambassador for the Lord. And so I would just fast and pray and really seek the Lord. And I still do those things especially praying again in the Holy Ghost has been so fresh for me lately. But it's not so religious for me anymore. But, you know, one of the things that he really set me free on is when he said, Eleanor, it's okay for you to make a mistake. I'm not advocating making mistakes or sinning or anything. We're human, right? If you're still breathing in and out, then And if you got some kind of flesh on your skin, you are human. We are supernatural beings. We are. And we want to flow from that place. But you know what? There is a time when I had such a high standard on myself that it wasn't God's standard for me. And when the Lord spoke to me and said, Eleanor, it's okay for you to make a mistake, I wept and I cried and I thanked him. Because I was so afraid of making a mistake. And I thought if I did, I was no longer God's servant and I was no longer useful. And so God wants us to be authentic. He wants us to be who he's created us to be. Amen. Amen. So be willing to make mistakes. I'm not saying try to. Don't, you know how sometimes how people are. Don't misunderstand me. You understand me. Be willing to take a risk. Amen. You know, one of the revelations that God gave me too is be who you are. If you can be who you are and believe in who you are and why you are here, you will believe in the God who created you to do exploits. Amen. Because we were created to do exploits. It doesn't matter if you are a cook, if you are a janitor, if you are a business person or a worship leader or a preacher, teacher, I don't care what you do. Where you're at, you were created to do exploits. You were created for somebody more than yourself. You were created to be more, to do more. You know, sometimes I just stand amazed how God would use Dahl, we come from a little rinky-dink village where there's, you know, Christians weren't even allowed in my village. Judith knows, she's been there. One of the darkest villages that you could ever enter into. Amen. Oh, you know too, Nellie. Stuyahamut. Man. That's why I love God. I don't mind, you know. And when I joke with some of you, you know, and say, be free to run around in circles here if you want to, or hopscotch in and out the door. I'm joking, but I'm actually serious. That's how much I want you to be free, at least to worship. You know, and, you know, sometimes people get in the flesh, yeah. But you know what? At least you're doing something. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So 10 years ago, and this is what I'm going to end with. I loved the breakthrough that we got tonight. I loved it. 10, 11 years ago, and I really feel like somebody in here needs to hear this. Oh, I was just, it must have been maybe 11, 12 years ago. I just felt like, you know, the church we were a part of just fell apart. And pastors, you know, they got into sin, and I'm talking severe sin. Took the woman and ran, took the money and ran. And we poured our whole lives into this place. It became an idol to me. It became an idol. And believe me, I've repented, you know, for all that. But I, you know, I thought, man, you know, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe this. And I was just, you know, and I literally just wanted to die. And I was on the floor in my bedroom, and I was weeping and howling and weeping and weeping and weeping, because I just felt like there is no other ministry in Anchorage for us. I felt like we were done in ministry. You know, and that's how the enemy does. He tries to make us feel like we are done. We are through. There's nowhere else to go. Nowhere else to turn. And I was just on there, just on my, just weeping and weeping and weeping. And then here comes the Lord. And he descended upon me in my bedroom. And his presence was so thick. He just hovered over me to where I felt like I couldn't even move. And for hours and hours, he just talked to me. And the first words he said to me was, "Who told you that which I have created is wrong and evil?" At that time, prior to that, I was counseled that, and I've told you guys part of this story before, that all of my native regalia and my native arts and crafts were all wrong and demonic, and I got rid of everything. And that's how, when the Lord opened it up to me, he said, "Who told you?" "Your servant." "Who told you that which I have created is wrong and demonic?" He said, "I have created every tongue, tribe, and nation on the face of the earth to glorify me in the way I have created them. And I put you here in Alaska to glorify me in your dance." And at that time, I never danced. It didn't even cross my mind. And he was talking to me spirit to spirit. He said, "You're going to dance and glorify me in your native regalia." And I was saying, "But God, I have no naskun, the headdress. I have no dance fans. I have no kaspak. I have no kamaksaks." He said, "Just watch me." Whenever I hear the Lord say, "Watch me," he's told me that several times over the years. And when he says, "Watch me," shoo, I know he's about to do something, and it's going to be big. And so, you know, and so I was conversing back and forth with him. And he was showing me, he was taking me into villages by his spirit. He was showing me he was going to take me to villages. He was showing me he's going to take me to the U.S. He was showing me he was going to take me to a land with castles. And I was going there. I could see it. I went there. And he started talking to me about lots of other things. God is setting somebody free while I'm talking right now. I can see it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you are loosing tonight. Even under the sound of my voice, you are loosing people. to worship you, God. They worship you inside. And some are afraid to worship you the way you created them. I thank you, Heavenly Father, you are loosing your worship even in some people right now, God. God, that even in the privacy of their homes, they're going to break out and worship. And they're going to see chains fall off themselves and off their homes. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, you are setting people free, Father God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. However that looks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there will come a deliverance anointing even as you worship him. Even as you worship him, there's going to come a deliverance even happen in your home when you break out and worship him. And you know, when the Lord hovered over me and he met with me for hours, and there was other things that he showed me and took me to places in the spirit realm. And he said, don't tell anybody what I showed you. You only tell your husband. And I wrote these things down. And then we started visiting around churches. And that's when Jim Brenn, when I visited Skyline, when he called me out at the end of the service, I'll never forget it. And he said, I have a Yupik man coming from Nome. He's going to be dancing to the song we just did tonight, We Will Ride. And you know, part of when God met with me, he said, you will dance to every kind of song that I choose. And when you dance, it will be for my glory. It will be for a purpose. We don't dance just to look good. There's a song and a dance that God starts breaking chains off from people. There's a worship that happens when God starts healing people, healing them in their mind, healing them in their soul and their emotions, healing them in their bodies. God can do anything by his spirit, anything. That's what's coming back. The supernatural power of God is coming back to his church. Amen. Amen. All he wants you to do is step out and be obedient to him and watch him do what only he can do. He's just looking for little obedience and then a little bit more and then a little bit more. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father, for Marcel. Marcel, I see the Lord has put a word in your mouth. You are a prophetic young man. You're not just a drummer. When you drum, you prophesy through those drums, Marcel. You're one who can finger the air. You're one who can also have that breaker anointing that can not only finger the air and the atmosphere, but you're also one who's in touch with what's going on in the spiritual realm. And you're able to get in touch with that and to implement that, not only in and through the drums, but through your mouth. The Lord will give you a word in season to declare. There's sometimes when he's going to put that word so strong in your belly, you're going to step out and you're going to give the word, and then you'll go back and start drumming again. But God has called you to be a prophetic young man. And I see that you and your wife has even been ones who have also taught the young ones. And you're in another training season right now. And the Lord would call the both of you at times, even in the future, to begin to teach and train again. Amen. Right now, it's like he's training your fingers for war and to do battle. And in time, you will be ones to teach as well, both of you. Not just you, but the both of you. Amen. Amen. So don't hold back when the Lord gives you something. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the man, God, that's sitting next to Ricky Ashby. I thank you, Lord God, for this man. I thank you, Father God, that you have called him out, Lord God. God, and that he is one, oh God, who would even walk the land and even pray the prayers over the land of the northern area, Father God. I thank you and I praise you, oh God, for the shepherd's heart that you have put within him, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you, oh God, for the depth of your spirit that you have in his heart and in his spirit, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that he's one, oh God, who waits on you, Father God, in the spirit, Lord God, and that you give him a word in season, oh God, that will even change the course of a man or a woman or a region's life. It's like you have authority over your village and over your region that as you spend time and wait on the Lord for the prayer or the word, you speak it out into the atmosphere and it will bring a shift into the village. It will bring a shift into the region, even with just a word. And I see you getting a word from the Lord or a scripture from God and just going out and speaking that into the atmosphere and it becoming creative. And it becoming creative and it happening. You see it happening in the natural. Amen. Does that make sense to you? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for John David. I thank you, Lord Jesus, Father God, for healing his heart. I thank you, Lord God, that you brought him here tonight, Father God. God, and that it's no accident, Father God, that he came. I thank you, Lord Jesus, oh God, for healing his heart, Father God, even from a father issue, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that he's one who has known disappointment as a young man. And Lord God, I thank you and I praise you, oh God, that this is a course correction in your life tonight, young man. This is a course correction in your life tonight. You have seen and witnessed much disappointment in your natural life and in your spiritual life. But the Lord comes tonight and he's coming to heal your heart and heal your emotions from the disappointments of your life. And tonight, the Lord says that he's going to be visiting you time after time after time again. For he has a plan and a purpose for your life. And you will walk in the fulfillment of the plans and the purposes of God. Amen. Amen.
John David, while Eleanor was praying, what I was hearing the Lord say is that he is going to put favor, and he is putting favor on your life. Where things have been hard before to break through, and it just seems like you couldn't go into places. You wanted to go here and go there and even work here and work there. God says that he is going to put, and he is putting favor upon you. And when you walk into places, people are going to be drawn to you as a young man. And they're going to want to be around you and spend time with you. And that favor is going to translate into promotion, promotion, promotion. God has caused this season to be a season of prosperity for you. Father, I just thank you and I praise you, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for your favor. For your glory manifesting through John David. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you, God, Lord, that you're giving him a season of wisdom also, Lord. Wisdom to know what to do and what to say. Thank you for that, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for Sam, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you brought him all the way from Fairbanks, Lord God. God, just to be here, Lord God. And God, I thank you, Father God, for ministering to Sam, God, even as he goes back. In fact, Sam, I see the Lord redeeming the times for you where you feel like they've been lost or that they've been hindered or that there's just been lost time. The Lord says he's coming to redeem the time for you and that there would be even an acceleration of that which you feel like has been lost. He's redeeming that and he's giving back to you so much more than that which you have lost. And the Lord says that even in those things that you feel like you have lost, he's giving back to you for that which would be profitable for you and the kingdom of God. And begin to even experience fresh visitations from the Lord, not only in his word, but in his spirit. For there will be a fresh Holy Ghost download to you that even as you just wait on him, he's just coming. And I see even when you're driving, there's going to be a fresh download from heaven that he's going to give to you and meet with you, and that there's going to be even like ravens that come to feed you where you've been feeling like Prophet Elijah, feeling alone and feeling like you're at the brook Cherith and you're all alone, and that you feel like Jezebel has been on your heels. The Lord says that he's hiding you under the shadow of his wings, and he's coming to feed you with the ravens from the king's table, and it's going to be like manna, and it's going to be heavy, it's going to be weighty, it's going to be like gold. And in fact, it's almost like I just see like angelic visitations coming to you, and I don't say this lightly. It's very real. It's very, very real. And you will speak on this, of the heavenly visitations from the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Sam, when you were playing, it's like I closed my eyes and I saw these two beings. And these two beings were very, very tall. And they had these helmets like this. And they were very, very shiny helmets. And it had this, the shield. And the shield was shaped pointy on this end and longer around this end. And it's like you were there and you were playing and you were singing and you were praising the Lord. And it's like your feet began to come up off the ground. And then I saw this big spear flying right at you, and this being just stepped forward with that shield and stuck it in front of you, and that spear bounced off. And then what I saw happen with that shield is that angel just took the sharp end and just stabbed it into that thing that was trying to harm you. What I hear the Lord saying is that his pleasure is upon you. Is that he smiles upon you. And that in the days, in the weeks, in the years ahead, his presence, his solemn presence is going to walk with you day by day. And even in these next few weeks, he is going to give you the revelation of who he is. And you've known him before, but he's going to give you the revelation of who he is and his personality is towards you in his friendship. Father, I just thank you, Lord. Just release your spirit.
I really sense the Lord saying that there are those who have father issues too. those who have been abused or disappointed by your natural father, that he's coming to heal your hearts and your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions concerning the disappointments of your natural father. And not only is he coming to heal you, and just raise your hand or stand, whatever, or just receive it. He's not only coming to heal you of that, he's also coming to give you a revelation of who he is as your heavenly father. At that time when I was laying before the Lord and so broken and so distraught, he came to me as my father. And before that time, I only knew him as God. I didn't know him as Father. And when he began to give me a revelation of who he is as my Father, I felt safe. I felt like I could trust him. I felt like I could sit on his lap. I felt whole on the inside. Before that, I always felt schizophrenic. Abba Father is coming to heal you tonight by his sovereign power and his sovereign spirit and his sovereign love. He's coming to make you whole. And he wants you to know that you can trust him, that he is a good daddy, and that he really does have your best interest in mind. That he's not out to get you or to count your mistakes and your faults and your failures. That he really has his best interest in mind for you. And Dahlia, God is really doing that especially for you tonight. That you've not known what it is to be daddy's little girl. That you've not really known what it means to be cherished and to be adored. He's coming in with his healing power. And he's healing that part of you that you have blocked off. And where your emotions have been sealed up and protected. He's coming to heal that part of you. And he wants you to know that you can trust him with every care and every concern and every fear and every weakness. He's coming to you as your Abba Father, as your Abba Daddy. And I know that might seem weird and seem foreign, but he is. You're going to feel his closeness to you. You're going to feel his closeness, Dahlia, and it's going to change you. Hallelujah. And he wants you to know that you don't have to worry about your firstborn or your secondborn. That he's got him. That he's got him. And you are going to see the salvation of the Lord in your entire household. That nothing you can do is going to change his plans for your sons. It's not going to be you doing this. It's going to be him doing it for you. So just stand back and watch what he can do. Rest in him, for he has his best interest in mind. And you've come through a test. You've come through a test of time, and now you can rest and watch your good heavenly Father war on your behalf. Wow. Rest. Rest. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Sir, I don't know you, but when I look at you, I just see all kinds of words up in the air. I see so many words that are flying. Master, Majesty, Holy Lord. And I see a vision of the book. And I open up my eyes, and it's the Word. It's the Word of God. And what I hear in my heart is, He's giving you fresh eyes in His Word and revelation. And He has called you to speak forth His Word in revelation and in power and in demonstration. His hand is upon you to favor you. Like I said, I don't know you or know anything about you, but I know this, is that the hand of the Lord is upon you to speak His word. Can I just pray for you? I'm just going to put my hand right here. Father, I just thank you for the revelation of your word. God, for revelation power of your word, Father. Lord, those things that had restricted him in the past, Father, we just break it off, Lord God, from his ears, Father. I thank you, God, for dreams and visions, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that when he lays his head down at night and sleeps, God, Lord God, that there is going to be movie reels of the things that you will show him of your kingdom. For the kingdom of God is nigh and is even in you and in your mouth to proclaim.
When I sat down, I was hearing the song by Alvin Slaughter. I haven't heard that song in a long time. Welcome Home. And I feel like that's what the Father is saying to the both of you, even in your new place of ministry. Even in your new house, welcome home. And there in your new house of worship, in your new place of ministry, you guys are always going to have that sign, welcome home. Where you just transferred, there's a welcome home sign there to you, but there's also a welcome home sign that the both of you wear. Because wherever you guys go to minister, there's gonna your family. You have that. You can fit anywhere. God has made you very entreatable. And you're gonna minister to all kinds because you have that welcome home sign. Amen. And you're gonna bear many, many spiritual children. You'll always have that welcome home sign. So listen to the song. See what the Lord ministers to you in that song. Amen. And you will minister from that song, from that place. You're safe people. Yes. Amen. It's like too. I see also a feast that you do not just in the spiritual, in the natural, of organic foods and healthy stuff. God is going to really prosper you guys in that, whatever that is. Amen.
Lee and Peggy, I was just standing here and I was listening to Eleanor and I heard somebody say thank you over here. And I looked over and I was just... I was just hearing the Lord saying thank you to you. Thank you for inviting my men and women and my ministers into your home. When you've invited them in and taken care of them, you've invited me in. And he's saying thank you. He says he's going to continue to fill your home with his peace, peace, peace. And release his joy, joy, joy. And the year of Jubilee is upon you. He's saying thank you. We've been doing this for a little over a year now, our meetings. And each time, I just don't know. When I first start, I'm kind of a little bit nervous. And, you know, because I start getting to that place, is how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? And sometimes I forget it's God. He's the one that's going to do this. And every single time, he doesn't disappoint. I mean, it's amazing. I feel a great peace here with us this tonight. I just feel his pleasure and his joy. I was hearing the word activate, activation. I feel like this weekend has been about him activating us. Judith, your word was activation. Stepping forward. Allowing God to use you. Allowing God to flow through you. You know, I remember one time I was up on top of our roof. It was a really snowy winter, so we had to shovel our roof off. And I heard a thump on the road, and I looked over and I looked underneath, and there's our son George underneath a car, and I ran down there, and kind of pulled him out, and I just laid my hands off on his head, and I said, I rebuke the spirit of death off from my son right now in the name of Jesus. And I had never done that before. But I just rose up in the spirit and did that. And for 3 days we brought him back and forth to the emergency room. And they couldn't find nothing wrong with him. So he said, oh, just go ahead and monitor him and things like that for 3 days. And the doctors were feeling his head and things like that. And I said, my wife kept saying, there's something wrong, there's something wrong. So I kept taking him back. And the final time I took him back, the doctors were feeling his head. And, you know, they were, I don't know what the deal was with them. But they left the room, and I just stuck my hand on his head and just started feeling his head. And then all of a sudden, right here, my little pinky went in, and there was a soft spot. And I showed the doctor this, and they said, oh, Maybe we should do a CAT scan. They did that. They called a neurologist. The neurologist took a look at it. He was bleeding in his brain. And you know what? The doctor says, I don't know how this kid is still alive after 3 days of bleeding in the brain. We have the power of Christ, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, living in us. And it just takes us stepping forward. Just step forward and say, I'm willing. I'm willing, Lord. It could be just as simple as inviting somebody into your house and saying, you can stay here for the weekend. Giving somebody some food. Speaking a kind word. When it's by the Spirit, there's power. And you know what? With you being connected here with us, there's a strong prophetic spirit that God has imparted you. Since we started these meetings, that prophetic spirit within me has increased. I'm a pastor, so I'm not a prophet. But you know what? Sometimes that prophetic spirit just raises so much within me. It's just amazing. I'll sit down next to somebody and all of a sudden I'll see a vision of the person, and I'll just kind of be thinking to myself, what am I supposed to do with this? And the Lord is just saying, I gave you a vision, just start with that. He'll speak something to me and he'll just say, start with that. I sat down with this one man and it was in the evening, and it was actually at the hotel in the bar. I got in late. That was the only place that was open, so I just sat down to get something to eat. And God showed me this person. And he says, I want you to tell him that he's not a mistake. And so I said that. I said, you know what? I hear things in the Spirit. And the Spirit is telling me to tell you that you're not a mistake. And all of a sudden he just broke down. And he started crying. And I just started speaking to his heart and speaking to him about the love of God. We can do that. We can speak to people about his love, because that's their birth into the kingdom of God. I want to go ahead and just close it out and remind a couple of things. We have, if you could put that up on there about the next meeting. We have Prophet Kevin Zadai that's coming with us in 2 weeks, December 4 and 5. Eleanor and I ministered with him in Florida. This man, when you experience him, when you're with him, and he's ministering, you can feel the presence of the Lord just that walks with him. I don't think I've ever experienced that with any other person before in my life, the amazing presence of the Lord. And he'll just start talking about his experience. This person, Kevin, he actually died for about 45 minutes and spent time with Jesus. And he talks about the personality of Jesus. He talks about the things, you know, and it's just amazing. I couldn't even repeat it if I wanted to, but all I'm going to say is that please come. because it will impact you in such a way. Since I was with him, I've been changed. I've been changed forever. So I just encourage you guys, come. Let's do this again. Let's worship together again. Let's create the environment of welcoming the Holy Spirit in with us and invite others to come. Anchorage needs this. The young man that came and said he saw the fire all over the houses in Anchorage. You know what? It's God and his Spirit that is pouring out upon the houses in Anchorage for his kingdom and for his purposes. So please come out and be with us. There's some flyers out there for Judy Jacobs. She's coming in February 11 through 13. Please take some back to your home church. Go to your pastor and say, hey, can I hang this up? And invite people to come. Let's do this, do that together. You know what? That event, we're going to need some help with that, setting up chairs and whatever. So we welcome your help. We send out emails. There's an email list in the back there. Put your name down, and we'll send out the email. There's a checkoff saying that you'd like to help. If you can help us set up chairs or whatever, we just appreciate being able to do this together with you. Because that's what this is about, is us doing this together. It's not the three of us. It's actually all of us doing this together. So, one other quick little thing. Sometimes when I'm sending out the emails, I get a lot of rejected emails. So you might check your email setting, spam filter. You might look at our emails and make sure that that you maybe click on the trusted email site, because sometimes when you send mass emails, if your email system detects it's a mass email, then it'll reject it, put in your junk emails. You look in your junk emails. Just kind of check that out so that you can receive our emails. And we do have a Facebook page. Thank you, Glenda, for creating that for us. And go ahead and look that up, Kingdom Alliance Network, and like us on Kingdom Alliance, and we'll get the word out. Do you like us? Yeah. All right. Father, we just bless you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us this weekend. Thank you so much, Lord. There are no words to say, Father, but thank you. Thank you, God, for going with each person here, Lord. God, bless each household, Father. Let the peace of your Holy Spirit be in each house, in each apartment, wherever we're staying at, Father. Thank you, God, Lord, that you are right there with us. Lord, there's been words about the angels of the Lord, Father, descending, Father. I thank you, God, for sending your angel with each person in each house, Father. I thank you for your fire, fire, fire in our homes, Father. The fire of your presence. We just bless you. And Lord, we're going to step forward. When we hear your voice, we'll step forward and we'll say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you for that, Father. We pray this in your Son's name, Jesus.